This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Jerry Graff. He's the president of Aviators by Design, which is a nonprofit group that is helping promote some educational programs for kids. So, Jerry, could you tell us a little bit about your group and what you've been up to?
Well, my group encounters the encompasses quite a few things. Aviators by Design, when I founded the nonprofit company 2 years ago, trying to figure out a way how we get more pilots back into the system. You know, I looked at, we have our young youth program, but then the question lies, what do we do after that? What's out there? As I looked around, I saw a lot of different things that are available, and no one area has a solution. And to me, it takes a combination of a lot of different venues that have great programs to focus and put in front of kids so that they can take a path, hopefully, to become involved in aviation and maybe become a pilot.
Okay, so essentially what you did is you started an Aviation Explorer post, and then you you arranged to have these kids get together at AirVenture and build a kit project.
That's true. But also in the booth, one of the things I was trying to promote, and I go back to the Fly to Learn program, which is based on X-Plane Flight Simulator. Well, we actually had a 750, a Zenith 750 in the screen, so kids could actually, you know, maneuver and fly the airplane on the screen. We had it set up so the kids could do that. Then they could go over and actually work and build on the airplane. And that's pretty cool. That program is so powerful in teaching the STEM skills to these kids, but it also has a feature in it that after the kids get the airplane built, they go, what happens if we want to add 3 foot to the wings to it? They can go into this program, they can put it in there, they can design it in there, then they can see the results whether it'll fly or not. So,
okay.
Like I say, Aviators by Design looks at a lot of different venues out there that have good programs and combine them all together.
So Aviators by Design then is working to promote all of these different programs and find ways for them to work together. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. I figure if we can do it here in Iowa, Wisconsin, a little tiny airport incorporating all these programs where we have 1,080 members at our airport, you can do it anywhere.
So now that AirVenture is over, and what happens next?
Well, what happens next is that the airplane was brought back and unloaded last night in a hangar at 68 Charlie. Our Aviation Explorer Post, we meet twice a month on a Tuesday night at 6:30. We're going one meeting a month. Will be some type of educational presentation or formation, and then the second Tuesday of the month we'll continue to build on the airplane. I've already had CFIs volunteer their time to come to the airport and teach these kids how to fly. And then what I want, that airplane then will become basically their club plane for the Explorer Post 9868. So they'll build the airplane, they'll learn to fly the airplane, and then they'll have a club plane in which to fly when they want to.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty good deal for these kids. And so if our listeners want to find out more about your project, how would they do that?
We're on Facebook, and we're also on our website. If they went to aviatorsbydesign.com, it spells out what the project is, what the whole pool program. It'll explain a lot of things that I've just talked about.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your time today. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.